You're listening to Catch the Flavor Radio on Radio Regent.
Hey, listeners. We are back. I'm one of your many hosts, One Two Trey. This is you're listening to Catch the Flavor Radio. I believe we have Jerry on the phone line with us. Jerry, do you hear us?
So how is everybody?
Hi, Jerry. Can you hear me? It's Cookie Roscoe.
Okay. I can hear you kind of clear right now.
Hi, Jerry. It's Chris Klugman.
Yeah. So, sorry I didn't actually make it down there tonight, but I'm really glad to meet you guys. And welcome to Radio Region.
Thank you. Thanks a million.
So can you tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do and what you're involved with the farmer's market?
My name's Chris, and I'm with Paintbox Bistro. I do just about everything there. I cook and I serve and anything else. The farmer's market is being started as a pilot, and Paintbox is supporting the pilot of the farmer's market.
So my name's Cookie Roscoe, and I'm the manager of the farmer's market. And I manage a couple of other markets in the city, and I was really, really excited when I was given the opportunity to come and give this one a shot. You know, this is an opportunity to model a different kind of a farmer's market.
That is great.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. So when is the farmer's market actually opening?
Tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, June the 5th, starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's going to be a farmer's market.
It'll be every Wednesday from 3 to 8.
Oh, that's great.
So it's shaping up to be a new kind of farmer's market for Toronto. Working on figuring out what works for the Regent Park community, and we're really open to your feedback, and we're really open to new approaches to farmer's markets.
So, that's great.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, so for the farmer's market, why should everybody be involved in supporting the farmer's market around Regent Park, and why is it so important that we should have a farmer's market around Regent Park?
Well, I think there's room for a farmer's market in every neighborhood of the city. I think everybody is aware of the fact that if we support each other and bring our food system back home again, we're just all going to eat a whole lot better.
Yeah, this is a place where community members can find healthy, local, and sustainably produced food. Where you'll be supporting the local food system and thereby encouraging sustainable practice.
That's great. And are the Regent Park residents able to involve themselves with the farmers market?
As we speak right now, we have a number of Regent Park residents working in the kitchen at Paintbox on food to sell tomorrow in the market. So, yeah, come out and support your neighbors.
Yeah. So chefs have been accessing food from farmers to bring to the farmers market. See, farmers got to eat as well, so they don't want to come into the city and eat Timbits all the time. So they're about as excited as the food that we're going to have at the Paintbox as the chefs themselves are.
So what are the Regent Park residents all around in the community expecting to see at the farmer's market? What are the things that they sell there and things that they showcase at the farmer's market?
Well, there's farm produce that's seasonally available at this time of year. So expect to probably see some strawberries, some asparagus, fiddleheads. There's going to be bread, cheese, honey, some flowers, lots of halal meats, and
yummy.
Just a ton of food, ton of good food.
Yeah, empanadas and spring rolls and samosas and pakoras.
Oh yeah,
so
a lot of ethnic
tarts.
Food and different multicultural stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But also there's a new mix of farmers here, too. In other farmers markets all over the city, The Board of Health has been encouraging markets to bring farmers in. So farmers that are already in the city haven't had much of a break, and they haven't had much access to markets. At Regent Park, we're encouraging all the rooftop growers and the balcony growers and the people with that are sharing each other's gardens and plots of land and spin gardening and new models of city people feeding each other. We're encouraging them to come out to the market.
Yeah, so we'll have small plot growers and rooftop gardeners. Paintbox is bringing our truck Boxy, and she's going to be offering all kinds of beverages.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where is the farmers market going to be located at, and what the address and the main intersection around Regent Park?
It's on Regent Park Boulevard, which is right in front of the Daniels Spectrum.
Oh, sweet.
So right across from where the new big park is being built right now. And, right in by the hoarding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so just right close to the Paintbox Bistro.
Yeah, it's the other end of the Daniel Spectrum from Paintbox Bistro. So it's right outside the Paintbox Express.
Oh, nice. All right. So how about you guys? So do you guys have any additional question for these guys?
Anybody else want to ask us anything? Any other questions?
I have one. Yeah. This is Tyrone. Hey, guys. I just want to know, how long you guys been doing this for. I don't know if that's been answered yet. Or
no, I got involved with Food Share about 20 years ago, and I was a good food box coordinator for a decade, and then I became a farmer's market manager through that.
Okay.
And so I've been managing a farmer's market for about 8 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
I've been a chef for over 30 years. I won't tell you how much over 30 years. and
you were involved with...
I was actually instrumental in setting up the first organic farmers market in the city, which was, again, over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And that one actually started... It started at Move and Pick Restaurant on York Street and then moved to Ed's Warehouse Restaurant and then settled down a little bit in Mervish Village up at Bloor and Bathurst. And really was the forerunner of many of the farmers markets in the city. And we had some of the farmers markets that are now in the markets that Cookie manages. Some of the farmers, same guys.
Wow.
So this is just, it's a great chance to come out and interact with your neighbors and be outdoors and enjoy food that is excellent. We see it as being a colorful addition to the city.
I want to put a special plug in for Ahmed's farmer's market.
I think it's Armand.
Armand, thank you. Armand. Armand from the local little farmer's market that's been selling produce here in Regent Park has very graciously agreed to step out of his comfort zone and come and join us at the farmer's market, too. And yeah,
that's amazing.
He's
Daniels Corporation is doing so many good things around here.
Well,
I'm glad they have the farmers market as one of them as well.
Well, they're supporting it. This is a pilot year, and eventually the market will support itself. But yeah, it's with thanks to Daniels this year that this pilot is going forward.
Yeah,
definitely. So, anything else you want to add about the event for tomorrow and the opening of farmers market?
I'd like to add that if you are a local food artisan and you have an idea for a product you'd like to sell at the farmers market, please come see me at Paintbox. My name's Chris. Or come and see me at the farmers market tomorrow. I'll be in our truck called Boxy, one that has Paintbox catering on the side of it. And let's see if we can get your product as part of the farmers market.
There you go. There you have it, listeners. There's an event tomorrow, and let's all support our farmers market right around the Regent Park area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you
so much.
Yes, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I guess we're going to cut for a little music break, and we're going to be back with